Millers in the country's western region of Matabeleland have laid off 1,000 workers. The Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe blames the layoffs on smuggled imports flooding the local market. After lobbying from GMAZ, the government last month imposed a ban on the importation of grain and from products made from millet, coarse flour made from maize coming from South Africa. Zimbabwe relies on imports of basic goods and commodities from South Africa. A SNAP survey by VOA on the streets of Bulawayo reveals that these include basic goods such as cooking oil, sugar, bathing soap, flour, rice, and millet. A bottle of imported cooking oil sells for US$3.50 on the parallel market, while a locally manufactured brand goes for about 500 Zimbabwean dollars or about $5 using the official exchange rate. Additionally, a 12.5 kg bag of imported millet meal is selling at US$3.50. That's less than a locally produced 10 kg bag of millet meal packet, which costs US$5. Observers note that authorities blame vendors, traders, and others in the informal market for the smuggling. Michael Ndiweni of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association says middlemen procure the goods in bulk for resale to members of his association and to others in the informal market. He and other observers say while smuggling in the country poses a serious risk to the economy, locally manufactured goods do not seem to be able to compete against the imports.
Cheaper in South Africa, that even if you order it and sell it in Zimbabwe as an example, you still make a bit of a profit. So which could be the reason why it's cheaper to buy imported millet?
Ndiweni blames even bigger players for the proliferation of imported goods on the country's streets.
But usually ordinary people may not be doing that, because ordinary people will be bringing maybe very few commodities for resale as compared to the big firms that bring a lot of goods. So ordinarily, if you see huge quantities of millet imported then in the market, it means that there are bigger players who are perhaps smuggling, and then maybe they have these people who are selling now as their runners.
For instance, the Minister of Finance has publicly revealed that the country is losing millions each month through gold smuggling, while the Police Commissioner General Godwin Matanga also admitted to the porous nature of the country's borders before a parliamentary portfolio committee, saying police are under-equipped. Economic analyst Oswald Bina weighs in, saying criminal syndicates have the financial and possible political muscle to push volumes of goods across the border illegally.
There is significant thresholds of an underground economy, a very vibrant and lethal economy that survives within the armpits of the strong and the world to do. Zimbabwe finds itself in that realm and needs to work on its institutions. Our institutions, which are supposed to be superintending over mitigating the effects of rampant corruption, rampant smuggling, rampant pilferage, appear to have been weakened to the core.
Bina and other analysts say that the economy is a hostage to shadowy and linked individuals who illegally smuggle millions of dollars worth of goods from foodstuff to precious metals and tobacco. They urge the government to take action if the economy and consumers are to thrive. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.